desire your burden or your prayers that I would be able to share the burden that's on my heart this morning. I was looking to the Lord this week, seeking Him, what He would have for us, and got down to pray, and the Lord gave me this burden. And I freely acknowledge I am a believer, and Sister Sharon mentioned it this morning, that the effectiveness of our ministry or teaching is from the abundance of what we are experiencing in the Lord. I believe firmly with all my heart that the Scripture talks about being first partaker of the fruit. And I believe that. But I also want to acknowledge this morning that just because someone teaches or preaches something does not mean that they can say, I have arrived 100%. This message was for me. And I believe the Lord also gave it for you. But I say that because I'm not going to say I had to. I had the privilege of spending a lot of time in prayer, and I will say in tears, asking the Lord to help me to do what I'm going to share with you this morning. So I'm preaching to all of us. Psalms 55, written on the board, cast thy burden. In the 55th Psalm, in the 22nd verse, and I told Renee, I said, what the Lord gave me was very simple. And she said, yes, but she said, it's so profound when you need it. Psalms 55, verse 22, it says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And that's what I want to encourage us to do this morning, is to cast our burden upon the Lord. I have found that burdens are no respecter of persons. We live in a world of trouble. We live in a world of problems. And just because we love God this morning does not make us exempt from difficulty. It does not make us exempt from shedding some tears in life. There are no respecter of persons. They come to everybody, and often the burdens that people carry are not visible to the eye. Because you see, sometimes if you see someone, maybe they're sick, and so you know they have a burden. And they're in bed, and they can't hardly move, and they don't have very much strength. You know they have a burden, and you know they need some help. But you know, oftentimes the burdens that hurt the worst. I will say, I've been sick. I've had lots of physical problems. I've been close to death before. But I will say the greater burdens that I have carried are the ones that not everybody could just look at me and say, oh, he's carrying a great burden. The burdens that have begun to load me down were more, I would have rather faced death. And I'm just, can I just be open? I want to say just, I'll be honest because I, Lord willing, I'll always be honest with you. But to be open with you, I would have rather in the flesh faced death and gone ahead and died than some of the burdens that I've carried. That's just speaking openly. So what do we do? How do we handle? What do we do when we are so burdened down? Because you see, burdens by definition, a burden is something that presses down. It's something that weighs down. I think about someone carrying a heavy load. That's, you say, they're burdened down. They have a burden. And I will say this morning, I am thankful that we can cast our burden on the Lord. To cast means to fling. It doesn't just mean, and does someone have a coin here? I don't even need a coin. I have a piece of chalk in my hand. Ethan, come here a minute. You can use your left hand too. But here, you can have this. Go ahead and take it. Take it. Take it. Here, Lord. You're the Lord. Here, God. Here's my burden. Okay? Do you think we do that sometimes with God? Because we know intellectually. We know up here what we're supposed to do. And so we say, here, Lord, it's yours. You can have it. But we keep
our hand. And do you realize this morning that God is not going to come and start doing what Ethan and I were doing? He's not going to come and start prying. But He's given us an invitation. And He's saying, I want you to come and I want you to cast. I want you to fling. Get rid of it. Get it far. Just fling. Cast your burden on the Lord. Let loose. You know, if we're gonna fling or let, we're gonna have to let loose of something. Let loose of something that almost there is, do you know there almost tends to be in the flesh and it doesn't even make sense, but it's true. There is a security in holding on to our burden. You say, that doesn't make sense. I agree with you, it doesn't. But it's how it works. And if you've had some burdens, you will find that sometimes, why is it we don't want to let loose? Because I want to be in control, or it's just difficult to let go of it. The greatest burden this morning that I am so thankful that we can cast on the Lord is the burden of sin. I remember one time in Nigeria, I was preaching, and a man came afterward. He was a man, came down to where I was staying in the village, and he said he wanted prayer. And I was happening to go through a translator, if I'm not mistaken, at the time. And he said, in your message, you were talking about people being burdened, like someone having a big load and just being so pressed down. And he said, that's how I am. He said, I want that burden gone. I don't, that feeling. He didn't even know that feeling of being pressed down. He said, I want it gone. He had, he had in polygamy, had multiple wives. He had been involved in witchcraft, spirits of darkness, and he was pressed down. You know, the Lord delivered that man. The Lord deliver that man. I am thankful to be free this morning from the burden of sin. That's a burden that, folks, we were not designed to carry the burden of sin. We weren't designed to do it. And that's why the Lord came. That's why Jesus came, that we could come and give Him that. And He bore our sin on the cross. And as the song says, I bear it no more. It is well with my soul, because all of my sin was nailed to the cross. It wasn't because I deserved it. It wasn't because what I did. It was because Jesus took it for me on the cross. And that's the beauty, the greatest beauty of the message that we have to share with the world, is you don't have to bear that burden anymore. It'll crush you. You keep that burden, it'll crush you. But that's the reason Jesus came. But burdens are also fears that we might have. You ever had a fear of something? Fear of the future, it burdened down physical fears, physical burdens, financial burdens, emotional burdens and weights, home situations, work problems, burdens. See, we use that word burden. Say, I have a burden for the lost. Do you know all of those kinds of burdens, the Lord wants them to be in temperance and in moderation, that we have enough of a burden to pray, enough of a burden to seek God. But if we do not learn to cast our burden on the Lord, it will paralyze us. Burdens keep us from moving forward. And I will say that the Lord, in His love and in His compassion, understands there are some times that He deals with us so gently, and He gives us time, but there's a time the Lord comes and says, you're going to have to open up your hand. You're going to have to cast, because I don't want to live in a state of fear. I don't want to live in a state where the enemy, because of the burdens that I carry for someone else, for that to steal my joy. Because then the devil's won a victory in my life. And I don't want that to happen. But do you notice when you get very heavily burdened with something, how your world shrinks? Have you ever been there? I have, all right? I'm speaking from experience. When you have very heavy burdens, your world just seems to close in, and you're dealing with your burden, and it's like life isn't really going on because I'm just right here. And what's going on in your life, I'm sorry, but my world is right here. But do you know there is life this morning? There is life outside of our burden. And that's meant to be an encouragement to us this morning. There is life outside of our burden, but we're not going to be able to experience the joy like the Lord wants us to when these burdens, when we haven't learned how to cast them on the Lord. And I'm not going to say that one trip to the altar is going to take care of it. Understand me now. Because the other day, in tears, I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, He began to give me this. And I said, Lord, I need help. How do I do this? I don't know. You say, well, you serve the Lord long enough that I was in a place, Lord, I don't know how to do this very well. It takes time. Doesn't happen overnight. But that's what we're headed for. Lord, I want to learn. I want to learn how to not just open up my hand and sometimes we're kind of okay. It's a little bit. But Lord, I want to learn how to just eventually get to that place. I can open up my heart and I can throw that thing and just fling. That's what it means. Cast your burden. Give it to the Lord. So where do we start? Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, He said, come to who? Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You've heard me say it once, you've heard me say it a lot of times. I am so thankful that scripture doesn't just apply to sin. It does. It applies to the sinner. Come unto me. Lord will forgive you. But you know this morning that it applies to all of us. With all of our burdens, the Lord is saying, and I say, Lord, how can I cast my burden? We first need to just come to the Lord. When it come unto me, you see, it doesn't start by me going to you. It doesn't start by me going to someone else. The Lord saying, I want you to come to me. And if you're burdened down, you're heavy laden, there's a place of rest that the Lord will give to us this morning. With deep soul wrenching burdens, it's easy to isolate ourselves because I'm burdened. And so I withdraw. And the Lord does not want us to withdraw from Him. Because you know that's what some people do with their burdens? They start withdrawing from God because I found burdens. I'm not talking about just little things. I'm saying things that will weigh and press you down. And I will say I've had burdens in life. But I will say I guess I'm officially middle-aged now. In my younger, even my young adult years, I would not have understood the depth of burdens if I hadn't been there. But whether your burdens are big or small, whether you're young or old, the Lord has given us an invitation. Yes, I want you to come to me. I want you to come and see, there are those burdens of life that they can just start zapping us. Been there? You ever had that? It will zap you of the joy of the Lord. It'll start zapping you of being the father. I'm speaking as a man now. It can zap you of being the father and the husband and the employee or the worker or the minister or whatever it is. The burdens of life can start being a great drain on you as a mother, as a wife, as whatever you are this morning. It can start draining you, and the Lord does not want it to get it to the point that we cannot function effectively for Him. But that's why He's saying, I want you to come. I want you to cast your burden on me. And it's all right to say, Lord, I don't know how. I guess I'm saying it's okay, I did it. That doesn't mean it's okay, but I think it is. It's all right, but at least I was telling the Lord that. Lord, I'm struggling with it. I know you want me to, but I'm struggling with it. And you know, since I met the Lord the other day in my study, there have been times I asked the Lord, said, Lord, I need some help right here now. You know, I know I prayed and I know we spent some time together, but Lord, I need some help here that I can cast this on you again, you know, that I can give it to you again. I'm thankful the Lord said, come. He wants to walk with us. And when I think about the Lord saying, come unto me, it's not with guns loaded, say, okay, come this direction, you know, forcing us to do this or that. But it's kind of like the Lord saying, would you come and sit by my fire? Would you, you know, that cozy feeling? That would you come in a non-threatening environment, see? And that's where we can pour out our heart to God when we come. But how can we pour out our heart if we don't come? We have to start by coming and saying, Lord, I know You're the one that has the help that I need. I know You are the one, Lord, that can minister to the depth of my spirit and bring healing and give strength and give grace and do for me what I cannot do for myself. That's why Jesus came. He came to do that for sin. Folks, none of us have the ability to break the power of sin on our own strength. But Jesus does this morning. That's where our faith is. And so it applies to every burden that would press us down. That, Lord, I can't make it in my own strength. I need something that's greater than myself. And the Lord said, you can come. And you know, when you come, you know, sometimes you come down and pray at the altar. Have you ever gone down to the altar and someone pray with you and they put their arm around you? Or just put their hand on you? I try to do that. Even if I can't put my arm around, just to put my hand on their arm. That connection. You know, there's a oneness here. It's not this, okay, you're on that side and I'm over here. But you know, we're together in this. We're that connection. You know, the Lord wants to do that with us this morning. That, Lord, I've come to You. And we don't even have to say anything to start with. But we just come and the Lord, He reaches out His arm and puts His arm around us. And sometimes He gives us that bear hug, you know. I want you to know I love you. I'm glad you're here with me. Sit down a little while. Spend some time together. When you spend time with the Lord, you know what you start doing? You start opening up your heart. David himself, he said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when I'm feeling the pressure of the burden, and it's starting to press me down to a point that I know it's not spiritually healthy. You know what I'm talking about? We can have burdens and then we can have burdens. Minister gets up and I guess I about said I have a burden from the Lord. Well, I'm glad you have a burden, okay? And sometimes you need to cast those burdens out too, see? But there are burdens and there are burdens. There are concerns. There are things that we bring to the Lord and we're praying for situations. And then there are pressing burdens that press us down. And those are the burdens the Lord is saying, I want you to give to me. I want you to cast them on me. In other words, you don't have to carry it by yourself. That's what He's saying. You don't have to carry the weight of those burdens by yourself. But I want you to come unto me and I'll give you rest. I'll give you a place of peace. Remember over in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand. Where? At whose door? The door of your heart. That's talking about my door. Michael, behold, I stand at your door and I'm knocking. You see, the Lord didn't just come in, did He? He didn't get a battering ram and beat His way in. But He said, I'm standing at the door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open. You see, that's our responsibility. This is where we can learn to start casting, is when we come and we hear His voice, we hear the Lord knocking, and we make a decision. You see, to be able to cast, folks, it takes a conscious decision on our part that, Lord, I'm going to open the door. And Jesus said, I will come into him and will sup. You've heard my personal commentary on that one, I think some of you have. If you sup with someone, oh, I'm going to go sup with someone. It's like, what? In other words, we're not just going out to fine dining. We're going to have, you know, the china and the white tablecloths and the waiter take the, you know, unfold your napkin for you type thing. That's not what supping is. Supping to me, and this is just personal, it has to do with communion. I want to get down on your level and let's just eat together. Spend time together. I'll sup with you and you with me. It's something mutual going on. It's a mutual connection. So Lord, how can I release my burden? how can I cast it on you? Lord, say, I want you to come to me. I'm inviting you to come to me. And if you'll open up the door, you know, you spend time together. You know, the more time you spend with someone and the closer you get to them, sometimes the easier it is to open up to them. And that's what the Lord wants to do. Just spend some time with me. And then as we begin to prepare our hearts, we can begin to open up. And we will find that as a beginning. Maybe we haven't thrown it like I threw that chalk, but maybe we're starting to kind of, you know, I'm starting to release. I'm starting to realize the Lord can take that and help me with that. He's not going to force it this morning. Have you all ever heard the expression, let go and let God? I thought about that. It came to my mind as I was meditating and the Lord was talking to me. It sounds so cavalier. You see a bumper sticker, just let go and let God. It's like, I wonder if they've really had a heavy burden before. Just let go and let God. But you know what this morning? God's long-suffering. And He's patient. And to let go, it does take some time sometimes. But I don't want to take too much time. Because I want to be on the winning side. I want to maintain the peace and the joy and the life that Jesus came to bring to me. Which means there can come some times in life the Lord says, okay, Michael, it's getting too heavy. It's too much. We were not designed. I do not believe that mankind was designed to carry the burden, number one, of sin. But I'm going to go a step further. I don't think we were designed to carry someone else's burden of sin. I can't do it. It's too much for me. That's what I'm finding. I can't do it. And so the Lord's saying, come on. Let's talk about it. Open your heart. Let's commune about this thing. And I want you to know that you can start giving some of those things over to me. And I was talking to Justin last week, I think, a week or two ago, and someone else had said the same thing. And when they both said it, it was like, yeah, I came to that conclusion. You know, one of the things about casting, giving your burden to the Lord, you can almost start to feel guilty. Because I'm supposed to have a burden. You know, if you're carrying the burden for someone else or a situation or something, we have a measure of interest and care and great love. But if you've ever, you almost feel bad to feel good. I've been there. And I guess Justin has too, and someone else I was talking to, they said the same thing. It's like, I know. Because it's like, how can I give this to the Lord and I'm feeling good, and all of a sudden it hits you. You ought to be burdened. Oh, folks, Jesus came to carry our burden, and He didn't came to take away the love and the care for those in the world that we're burdened for in situations that we would like to see different and the things I wish we could change. But if I can't change it, then I'm going to have to learn how to start casting my burden on the Lord and for the Lord to help us not to feel bad about feeling good. You know what I'm talking about? If you don't, I wish you never would. But I think probably as you grow on in life, you're going to find out what I'm talking about. There's another passage. We don't need to read it or turn to it. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Casting all of your care. You don't have to go through and say, well, is this one okay to cast on the Lord? And is this one okay to let go? Folks, the Lord is so interested in everything that touches your life. And if it's a burden that, maybe it's a burden of personal weakness, a burden of personal failure, a burden of the past, a burden of something you wish you could go back and change. The Lord cares for you. He loves you. And He's saying, I want you to give that to me. I want you to be able to go on. If it's a financial burden, do you realize there is a peace in giving God financial burdens? Because now I'm not carrying the weight of it myself. Now it's the Lord's involved in this. And folks, when God is on the scene, things do change. And it may not always be the circumstances, but He changes me. He changes my outlook. He changes my perspective. And maybe I still have a financial need, but do you know what? God's in the middle of this thing now. And it changes my outlook. It changes with other people. How many burdens have you carried that involve somebody else? I'd say that's a lot of our burdens, is it not? Do you know that when God gets on the scene, I can't change you, and you can't change me. Yesterday, something came up, and it was starting to bother me. And Renee told me, she said, Michael, she said, don't waste your faculties on it. In other words, don't waste your mental faculties or your energy. It's not worth it. You can't change somebody else. You know, Paul said, save me from unreasonable men. That's what Paul said. Renee told me, she said, Michael, don't waste your time. Don't worry about it. It's not gonna, don't let that steal your peace. It takes the Lord to help us to know how to do that. The situations that you do not have the power to change, we need to learn to cast our burden on the Lord. In every situation, physical, financial, burdens for other people, circumstances in your life, that Lord, this is where I am, and I can't carry the weight of this by myself. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, because we don't take it to the Lord. And there are times we take it to the Lord and take it to the Lord, because I can say, speak personally, again, if you don't mind, I incorporate some of my own struggle. The Lord's been there all the time. I haven't isolated myself from God, but it was getting too heavy. And the Lord just wants me to know that we can cast it on. We can give it to Him. He'll help us. We'll make it. We'll make it, folks. And why, you know, there's reasons why we can hold on where time's getting short, but why hold on? Because of control? Because I feel better to feel bad? Because I feel guilty when I feel good, because I can't change circumstances. I don't have the power. But I have the power to say, Lord, this is too much for me. I'm not, the peace and the joy, I'm spending too much of my attention on the burden, and there's life out here. There's life out here. And maybe there's someone you're carrying a burden for, and you want to help, and you want them to see and make their peace with God, when there are maybe hundreds of people over here that you could go and be a help to. But your life has come down to one. So Lord, help me to carry the burden there. But help me not to keep me from going and helping maybe the hundreds, or maybe the two, or the one over here. Maybe it's just one. But to help me from being an effective father, an effective mother, an effective grandparent, because I'm so burdened over here that now I'm paralyzed from doing the other work that God asked me to do. You pray for me, will you? But the Lord is the answer. The Lord is the answer. And so what does it take? And I want to try to be brief here, but knowing that God does care and that He does love, it's going to take a measure of trust in what God can do in our life to be able, and I don't want to start, we're going to have to clean up this chalk out where I fling another piece, but to be able to get to the place that we can start casting our burdens, it only comes about, yes, when we come to the Lord and we start opening up, but also when I can trust the Lord enough to know that God's going to work. I can't work. There's nothing else I can do. I can't heal myself. I can't put money, you know, literally. The financial burdens, there's only so much you can do. There's only so much you can do with other people in situations. So, Lord, I'm going to start trusting You more. And I told the Lord the other day, I said, Lord, I believe. But help my unbelief. Because, Lord, I do believe. So Lord, help me in the areas that I need to believe more. To cast our burden on the Lord, folks, it takes faith. And it takes trust. And sometimes there's tears to get there. Do you know Jesus? He was burdened in the Garden of Gethsemane. Oh, just let go, Jesus, and let go and let God. No, it took him some time. It took him some tears. It took him some anguish. And I believe the Lord allows us to have some gardens of Gethsemane in our life that will come out stronger for it. Our faith will come out stronger for it. I don't wish the cross on anybody, but yet I will say, if you haven't had a cross, you're going to be a weak Christian. Crosses make strong Christians. But it comes through some agony. It comes through some tears. It comes through some place saying, Lord, if it be possible, remove this cup from me. I don't want to deal with this, Lord. But yet His grace. Paul sought the Lord thrice for his burdens until the Lord told him, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in what? In your weakness. God's grace will make you strong. And so we trust and we need to recognize that God's thoughts and His ways are higher than our ways. And I won't always understand them. There are some things in life I can look back and to this day I don't understand everything. But what I do know is God's in control. And He's in control today. He's in control this morning. And as Job said, He knoweth the way that I take. Keep your integrity with God. Stay close to the Lord. And when you feel those burdens really starting to press you down, you start feeling that drain valve open and you feel like your spiritual life is starting being deflated because of your burdens. Lord's saying, He's inviting us, come and cast your burden on me. Can you let go? Can you trust me? Can you put your faith in what I can do? And there was a promise. Well, before I do this, I want to quote another scripture to you. And it was mentioned Wednesday night. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So what was this promise? What did we read? He said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall what? He'll sustain thee. He'll hold you up. That's what it means to sustain. It means, definition means to bear, to uphold, or to support. A foundation sustains a superstructure to keep it from falling. You ever felt like you were falling? Maybe you felt like the tornado came and paid you a visit. And the Lord's saying, cast your burden on me. I'll hold you up. Can't hold yourself up. Can't hold yourself up. There are times my legs would give out. Someone would say, oh, can I help you? Can I walk? No, I'm good. And I'd splat on the ground. Just fall down. That's happened to me so many times because I can do it. Even when I knew I was pushing it. But I wanted to do it myself. And so I fell. And there's a couple of my brothers, they won't listen to me and they'll just come and grab me anyway. Don't come grab me. If I tell you I'm okay, let me fall. No. But they won't listen to me. They'll just come up and, oh, here, and they'll just grab me away. And a couple times it was good they did. Do you know what? If you will cast your burden on the Lord, you can rest your weight on Him this morning. It's okay. It's not too heavy for the Lord. And He's going to hold you up. You'll make it. Y'all sang that song a few years. You'll make it. Not by what you can do, but when we learn to let the Lord bear the load. Let loose, cast it, and He will sustain us. And it also went on to say, He will not suffer the righteous to be moved. In other words, whatever the burdens, whatever the circumstances, there is a power this morning at work that will keep us from being moved from the place the Lord wants us to be in. He'll keep us. He'll strengthen us. He'll support us. It was a promise to us. The enemy would like to take our burdens and cause them to move us away from God. But I want to encourage us this morning, let's take our burdens and let's move closer to God. Let's cast our burden on Him. Let's give Him those things that we cannot change. And let's trust in the Almighty God, knowing that He'll walk with us. I'd like to close with a reading in Psalm 62, verses 5 to 8. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us.